Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwayne Wise. Batting second. The second baseman, Orlando Hudson. Batting third. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The DH, Dan Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ray Almeida. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Russ Kanzler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Casey Kochman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brent Lillibridge. Batting ninth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Justin Masterson. And now, play ball. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. One out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Lillibridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Hudson. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Hudson steals second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Choo strikes out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kipnis strikes out. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman fields the ball and throws to Masterson covering. Safe. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Danks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Danks. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Danks steals second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almedo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Kanzler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kanzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Almedo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Almedo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wise for the out. Two outs. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Kanzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kochman hits a line drive into left field. Vasito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lillibridge strikes out. Two outs. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dion Vasito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasito is 0 for 1 in the game. Vasito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chu is 0 for 1 in the game. Chu hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with PV covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jordan Danks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Danks is 0 for 1 in the game. Danks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a line drive into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kanzler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kanzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kanzler strikes out. Two outs. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kochman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Almeida is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Almeida is 0 for 1 in the game. Almeida strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wise is 0 for 2 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kanzler. Wise reaches second base with a double. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wise scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a pop-up towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lillibridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillibridge strikes out. 1 out. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marson is 0 for 1 in the game. Marson hits a fly ball into right field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chu hits a fly ball into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Dion Vasido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vasido is 0 for 2 in the game. Vasido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Danks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Danks is 0 for 2 in the game. Danks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peavy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vinny Pestano now pitching. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a pop-up towards first. Kochman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Almeida is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Almeida is 0 for 2 in the game. Almeida hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wise is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wise hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Hudson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hudson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pestano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almeida moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pestano covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. One out. Russ Kanzler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kanzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kanzler hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Kochman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kochman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Perez now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lopez pinch runs for Dan Johnson. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vecido is 0 for 3 in the game. Vecido hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jordan Danks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Danks is 0 for 3 in the game. Danks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 3 in the game. Flowers is hit by the pitch. Danks moves to second. Ray Almeida is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Almeida is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almeida hits a line drive into center field. Lillibridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wise is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wise hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley pinch hits for Brent Lillibridge. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brantley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Donald pinch runs for Michael Brantley. Travis Hafner pinch hits for Lou Marson. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Donald Veal now pitching. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Choo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Choo strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Myers now pitching. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Myers fires over to first and Dunn drops the ball. That's an error on Dunn. Kipnis moves to second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kipnis moves to third. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Santana moves to second. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Chisenhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Chisenhall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Donald now playing center field. Vinny Rotino now catching. Scott Barnes now pitching. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hudson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hudson strikes out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dunn is 0-for-4 in the game. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Donald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Jimenez now catching. Russ Kanzler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kanzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kanzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Myers covering, for the out. 1 out. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kochman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Myers covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Donald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vicido. Donald reaches second base with a double. Vinny Rotino is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rotino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Esmil Rogers now pitching. Dion Vicido is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vicido is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vasito strikes out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Danks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Danks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Donald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Shin-Soo Choo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Choo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Choo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thornton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Seddon now pitching. Ray Almeida is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Almeida is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almeida strikes out. One out. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wise is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Hudson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hudson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santana is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-4 in the game. Chisenhall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vasito. Chisenhall reaches second base with a double. Russ Kanzler is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kanzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kanzler is walked intentionally. Matt Laporta pinch hits for Casey Kochman. Nate Jones now pitching. Jack Hanahan pinch hits for Matt Laporta. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hanahan strikes out. Two outs. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Donald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Donald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chisenhall scores. Kanzler moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.